It's time for Skurbo's Real Estate Matters. Thanks to Roberts Real Estate, your local consultants on the West Coast.
And indeed, joining us this morning for this particular edition of Real Estate Matters, it's your local consultants on the West Coast from Roberts Real Estate, Wendy Van Balen and Nadia Burke. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Hello.
How are you today?
Very well.
That's good to hear. All right, so when we spoke last time, you were both very, very busy. Is that the case still, Nadia?
Yeah, absolutely. We're busy all over, Strong, Queenstown, Zeehan, Rosebery and even Trail Harbour.
Okay, yeah, all around the West Coast, as the ad says that we're playing for you at the moment. You're in one place and you're in another, so to speak.
And definitely, that's what it's been like over the last week or so. Nadia's probably travelled more miles than I for the real estate in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But as we said before, it's great that one can be one place and another in another.
Exactly, and I have noticed a few for sale signs out around the place with Roberts Real Estate on it, which is great. Now, you're looking in particular for the Zeehan area, Nadia.
Yeah, that's right. We have a lot of buyers at the moment really interested and wanting to buy in Zeehan. So if you're thinking of selling, now's the time. Get in touch.
Okay, so a lot of buying and selling going on, or is it one or the other, or what's the go
at
the moment?
Well, they both combine because people are wanting appraisals, and we've got buyers that want to buy. So, you know, once we do the appraisal, and if you're happy with what we have to offer, then we probably have somebody there for your property.
Yeah.
And by the way, our new signs that Nadia and her family have been putting up around the place look great.
Yeah, they do. Very striking. So well done, Nadia, and your team. That's great. It's good to hear. You see, you've got a hidden talent there, Nadia.
Absolutely. I'll look into it.
All right. Now, today we sort of wanted to talk about, obviously, when somebody is preparing to put their house or property on the market and to showcase it both online and when somebody comes for an inspection, it's something that can get overlooked a little bit in terms of the preparation. And all about decluttering, I guess, is the word. But we were going to start off by it goes before all that. Photography is so important in this day and age, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So getting ready for our photographers to come down, our best advice is to declutter and just taking, you know, those personal things away, like your photos, bills on the fridge, just those little tips. Also, you can really enhance a room by, you know, adding a cushion to the couch or a throw to the bed. Pot plants look great. Just a few little touches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before the photographers come in.
Yeah. Bowl of fruit always helps.
Yeah.
Just make it clearer for people to see actually what you have. Don't hide it with extra puffets or magazine bunches, stacks of magazines. And don't forget your yard as well. I know our weather is against us with mowing the lawn all the time.
Yes.
But don't forget to get rid of your rubbish, get your rubbish bin out of sight. Make it look inviting, and remember that when you see it on the net, those buyers are going to come through expecting to see what they saw on the net. So don't just forget about it. Once it's up there for sale, you need to be aware that you do have to, for your own benefit, keep it looking the way that it was presented for us and the photographers and the buyers.
I'll go to the thing about photography, because you obviously they've valued the property already. You want to leave the person a good impression once they see it from the photo. The photo is vitally important because that's the first thing they see of the property.
Well, the professional photographers actually enhance what you've got. They don't give you something that's not there. They simply enhance the hard work that you've done making your property look presentable.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's a good point. So really, and I mean, you don't have to overdo it, but as you say, it's all about the finishing touches, isn't it, Nadia? And you want to make it feel, when they come to inspect the property as well, you want it to have a homely feel as well.
That's right. It's still your home. You still live there. You need to present it like that. Just those few little touches, you know, taking away the toothbrushes from the sink, for example, or hair dryers, just putting them away. Like, you still live there, still your home, but just making it look a little bit better. As you said, it's first impressions. So
What other little things when it comes to doing inspections do you think people need to just sort of note down as well? There must be a planning stage involved, I guess, as well.
Well, I guess it depends, because sometimes you might have a tenant in that property, and we might have an investor or a home buyer wanting to have a better look at that property. You have to liaise with the tenant as well, because it has to be okay for the tenant for us to take somebody through. Where it's the vendor, a vendor-occupied home, still liaise with the vendor, but remember, they're trying to sell it, so the vendor needs to work with us as well. And our main priority is to make sure that that buyer coming through is comfortable in that home.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And again, we come down to communication as well. I mean, do you find that you've had clients in the past that just say, oh, I'll just leave it all to you two?
Yes.
I thought that'd be the case. So they've got to, as the person that's selling, they've got to, they've really got to communicate with you what they want. You know, they've got to have an understanding about what they want in terms of, obviously, the value as well. But, you know.
But they, even though we work for the vendor.
Yeah.
But the vendor needs to remember that it's for them, for themselves, that they need to put that little bit extra in because it's their home that they're selling, or their investment property that they're putting up for sale. We facilitate the sale.
Mm.
But really, they make a big difference in how they present that property.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to advise them in saying, like, if they come to you and say, oh, I want to sell this property for, say, $75,000, do you come back and say, well, I'm not sure if you're pitching yourself too high or low? Do you always give them advice on that?
Yeah, like, we're honest. Obviously, we work for them, so we want to achieve their goal. But if it's not realistic, then we will say, and we can work together. Maybe we could meet in the middle or reassess the price if we haven't had much interest. Just communication with each other.
Okay, well, you're obviously... did you want to say something?
I was just going to add to what Nadia has said. We have a great database. We also have the experience and the new ideas. So we're pretty switched on as to what a property's value is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you only have to look at what's being sold and what hasn't been sold.
Mm.
Yeah.
That really shows where a particular property in a particular location sits.
Okay, great. All right, now the contact details, if somebody wants to contact you about selling or buying or whatever it might be.
Yep, call me, Nadia, on 0437 369 117.
Or me, Wendy, on 0409 411 434.
Lovely to chat with you this morning, ladies. You really sound like you know exactly what you're talking about, which is what the client wants as well. They want to feel like you know what you're doing, and that gives them confidence as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's great. All right, there we go. That's another Real Estate Matters here on 7XS. And Wendy Van Balen and Nadia Burke, the two consultants, local consultants on the West Coast, joining us from Robbins Real Estate today.